I believe that music can talk.
I believe that there are second chances in life.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. I'd like to invite you to take a moment to identify the people who have influenced you the most during your lifetime. For many of us, the most obvious choices, of course, are parents and teachers, but I suspect that most of us can also point to some less obvious mentors who have had a profound impact on our deepest values, the way we navigate life's challenges, and the paths that we choose as we find our way in this world. Sadly, sometimes our most important mentors disappear from our day-to-day lives. And that's certainly the case for this week's essayist, Heath Capello.
I believe in mentors. I also believe they always die in the end. In 2001, my sister and mentor, Natalie, and I went on a classic American road trip. To pass the time, she read her new favorite book aloud to me as I drove, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. As the miles ticked by, I became enchanted by the story of Harry, his friends Ron and Hermione, and his mentor, Dumbledore. In 2002, I was preparing to spend a month with Nat. Before departing, I called, and after a few moments on the phone, I knew something was wrong. Eventually, she confessed that she had been diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. In that instant, I felt cold, lonely, and helpless as my mentor was being attacked by her own cells. Thankfully, Natalie went through a brief remission. But in 2005, things were rough. Luckily, after much anticipation, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was released. We spoke often on the phone, and to avoid talking about cancer, we used Harry to distract us. During one of our chats, Nat proclaimed, "Dumbledore's gonna die." "You're crazy. Dumbledore is too popular to die," I said. "Heath, think about it. The mentor must die," Nat replied. "How is Harry supposed to become the hero he is meant to be if he can always rely on Dumbledore?" I started to think. Spider-Man lost his mentor, Uncle Ben. Luke Skywalker lost his mentor, Obi-Wan. Buffy the Vampire Slayer lost her mom. Dang it, Dumbledore was doomed. Later that year, Natalie died. I'd lost the person who challenged me, comforted me, and supported me. I lost my mentor. I believe that mentors prod and facilitate. They simultaneously make you angry and elated. They give you everything and ask for nothing. They indelibly mold you. I believe we must seek out our mentors. They may be friends, teachers, or even fictional characters. Whoever they are, find them, grab hold, and learn as much as you can, as quick as you can. Because even if they do not die, you change. And they have to let you go. Just as hard sometimes, you will have to let them go too. I believe we must be thankful to our mentors, remember their lessons, and cherish their influence. But know that by the end of the story, you have to believe that you can become your own hero.
Heath Capello graduated from Roger Williams University and has taught science in 4 different states over the past 12 years. Most recently, he has been on the faculty at St. George's School in Middletown. This August, Capello will be seeking new adventures and mentors as he transitions to the American School of Milan in Italy. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.